Blog Talk Radio.
Divine Healing Pack is another great show through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Join us for 1 hour of divine healing and energy transformation as Amin Hamid guides us into our own abilities to heal ourselves, others, and the living planet.
This is Amin. Welcome to Healing Pack radio program. I'd like to welcome all our wonderful listeners to the second segment of Exchanging Energy with Others. Amin, are you with us?
Good afternoon. I'm here. Good to be here and talking to you folks again. As usual, I will start the program with a couple of announcements that we have. Healing Pack has just created a new meditation audio recording for forgiveness. This meditation is guided meditation to help you practice and bring forgiveness into your life, whether it's for yourself or anyone else in your life that needs forgiveness. The second interview is we just conducted a the second announcement is that we just conducted an interview with Kataka Gara, a singer, songwriter, and musician, and it turned out to be a very good interview. If you would like to listen to that interview, you may go to Healer's Corner, and it will be available as early as tomorrow. It's back to you, Amin.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to appreciate and tell you, our wonderful listeners, how much we love you, how much Divine loves you, and how much I love you. The reason that I'm saying that is because from the number of listeners that we are, who are constantly listening to our program, which is increasing on daily basis and weekly basis, it's quite apparent that you folks love to learn techniques, how to participate in the trend of healing yourself. And you really like to learn techniques for self-healing and using those self-healing techniques and to heal your physical body, your emotional body, your thought body, and participate in this whole movement of healing yourself trend. So the number of listeners, and as you are increasing on daily and weekly basis, is a clear indication of such enthusiasm out there, and we love you for it, because our most important point that we emphasize over and over again is the fact that we all have a unique connection to divine through our heart, and we all have the ability to flow in love, joy, peace, and compassion, regardless of what we are doing, regardless of where we are. And with that connection, we are quite able to heal ourselves, to heal our beloved friends, family members, colleagues, as well as people who we may not care for them as much, but we still love to help them because we realize that they are in some kind of state of disease, whether that state of disease happened to be physical or emotional or mental. Still, we consider it as disease, and you're allowing your compassion arise so you can help yourself, and through that process helping your beloved ones and also people that you may not care for them as much. And also participate in the global healing of our living Earth. We indeed live on an angel, Earth being an angel. Every step we take on Earth, we are walking on an angel. For folks who are interested to know more about angels, just count your blessing as you're walking on Earth with every step. Just count your blessing as you're looking at every tree, every animal, and all the beauty of the wonderful beings which are around us, who coexist with us on the living earth, on the angelic earth with us. And also the beauty of this is the fact that what we teach in this radio program and the meditation practice we do is to provide the basic foundation for self-healing. And as we talk about the basic foundation of self-healing, then we start practicing it. So what you learn in this program is the basic ingredients that you can use for any type of healing you may require. It may be a physical healing, it may be emotional healing, it may be a mental healing, as well as financial healing. So it really covers health as well as wealth. And by learning the basic ingredients, you're able to use the technique of inner alchemy, if I may say, to cook your own food and nourish yourself. And that nourishment is through every one of us and our unique connection with divine. Of course, if you like to also taste a gourmet food version of what you are learning in these programs, you can take our self-healing classes, which next one starts April. And by taking the self-healing class, you learn, if I may say, gourmet version of how to nourish yourself. But with the basic foundation that we are putting in place in these programs and the practical steps that we are recommending and we are also all practicing together, you have the basic ingredient that's needed in order to nourish yourself on a daily basis as every challenge arises, as different situation requires that ability that you can transform your fear-based emotion, which arises from a disease state, into a love-based emotion, which arises into a healthy state. So through that transformation process, the energy that you experience by going through that transformation is going to be like additional nourishment, like additional high-octane gas in your car. So last week, we talked extensively about when we stand in front of someone and we start exchanging some kind of argumentative discussion and start tapping into each other's fear-based emotional reservoir and start going on and all we are really doing is, just use our analogy, just cutting each other apart. And by doing that, all we are really doing is promoting and increasing the rate of energetic leakage. That's why most often after an argument, people say, oh, see what you did? Now I got a headache. It's all your fault that I got a headache. Or see what you did? Now I'm totally drained. I got to go take a nap. All these vocabulary, all these statements, all these words are an indication of drainage, or an indication of leakage. It's like me saying, oh, I am so hungry, I gotta go eat something. Or I am so hungry that my stomach has started aching. Or I'm so hungry that I'm just have no energy to go out or do some sports. I need to nourish myself first. We are really, if we start listening to our statements, then we realize that pretty much after we go through an argumentative discussion or some kind of argument, regardless of who do we do it with, sometimes we do it with ourselves. Most often when we have some financial challenge or health challenge, and we also do it with other about financial challenge or other relational challenge. And after that, we feel quite drained. So the solution to that, and I give you a couple of tips on solution, is sometimes what happens is when two people or a group of people start an argument in an environment, somehow an energetic vortex opens up in that environment and starts feeding each person with fear-based emotions. And as each person gets more and more engaged into fear-based emotion, they start feeding that energetic vortex. So the first trick is, as you're into that heated argument, just say, excuse me, I need to take a bio break. Or I need to step away for a few minutes. Try to change the location that you are there, present. Even a couple of steps. Go to another room. Even if both of you go to another room, you may find out that all that clears. So by changing that location, by stepping away from it, even momentarily for a few minutes, you may really surprise yourself because you just stepped away from that energetic vortex, which is fear-based. The other way that you can do it is, as you are there listening, you can just, as you know, these emotions arise, as you are ready to argue more and get more furious, more angry, more upset, use that as a triggering point and catch yourself and say, okay, I'm going to try something different this time. Instead of getting trapped into this fear-based emotion and leak more, as I'm listening, I'm just going to connect, become aware of my unique connection with divine through my heart, and I'm just going to set my intention that I'm flowing in divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And as I'm listening to that person, I'm just going to start asking for healing energy for myself and that person and the situation that we are talking about. Now, quite often, as a signal that how the argument is tapping deeper and deeper into our fear-based emotion, you can use as an indication is, for example, if you are arguing with someone, brother, sister, you know, the mother, father, spouse, friends, it doesn't matter really who that person is, or a partner or a colleague or even a stranger. But this may not happen to a stranger as often, but you know, it happens to people that we've known for quite some time or for, you know, a short period of time. Then if you notice that the discussion that you're having is about something, let's say, happened today, and next thing you know, you're talking about something that happened 2 days ago, something that happened last week, and something that happened last month, and something that happened 6 months ago, and something that happened last year, and you keep on going further and further and further away, digging into your deeper layer of and opening different, if I may say, thought from the past, emotions from the past. What you're doing is you are tapping into those storehouse. You're tapping into those reservoir, those collections that you have filed into your emotional body as, if you, we use our own language, as stain or accounts. And you are bringing it up, using it to tear each other apart more and more, to cut each other more and more. So somewhere you got to realize that as you jump from subject to subject to subject and you're going into more and more past issues, the more you bring them up, the more you got to realize that how much you have stored those experiences, those events in a fear-based, in a disease-based style within your emotional body, within your thought body. So by acknowledging that, the good thing, the goodness of it is for something to release, it needs to surface. But as it surfaces, by asking for healing energy, by tapping into the divine, you know, river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and start filtering it through that lens, you are starting the healing process. But if you maintain those, and after a while, file them back into those past folders, and put it back in your emotional body, put it back in your thought body or physical body, all you're doing is like taking a shirt out and say, oh my goodness, there is so many stains on this shirt. Look at it. You look at it. And as you show it to yourself, you show it to someone else, then you say, oh, well, there's this emotional shirt that's got so many stains, but I'm just going to wear it anyway. And I'm not going to do anything about this stain. Now I ask you, how often do you really do it to a regular shirt that you wear? Do you really wear your shirt day after day and collect perspiration and stain and all sorts of debris and dust and everything else on it, and you never take it off to wash it? If you are doing that to your physical shirt, then why are you doing totally something opposite to your emotional shirt? Isn't it time to rid yourself of those stains? Isn't it time to clean those stains? Some of them may be so deep that it takes many, many, many sessions, but you know the technique. Someone may say, oh my goodness, this stuff you're talking about is so hard. But I tell you, do you think by having those arguments, repeatedly going through past and repeating all those arguments that you've already done so many times in your, you know, in every occasion that you have found, and file it back just exactly the way it is that any easier? The only difference is what we are talking about is through this healing process, through this transformation process, what you're doing is you are clearing it. But through the old method, the fear-based method, you are just taking it out, talking about it, storing it back exactly the way it was without making any change to it. So there's a big difference. The other point I bring, it's the fact that if you really want to make a difference in your attitude toward these situations, instead of exchanging energy with one another the harsh way, the argumentative way, you can immediately tap into divine through your heart, through your wonderful connection that you have with divine 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, through your heart. And by doing that, you are nourishing yourself with that gourmet food, with the highest quality nourishment, instead of try to nourish yourself in such a harsh way with so much junk. So in that respect, it's most important to recognize and realize that divine is constantly providing nourishment for us. It's constantly there anywhere we are, anytime, to nourish us. We just have to be aware of it and tap into it and ask for it. Now today, through our meditation, during our meditation, I'm going to give you a secret that you can use. And that's somewhat the secret of all secrets. That you can even improve your method of nourishing yourself. Because divine love, joy, peace, and compassion is unlimited. And we have access to unlimited amount of energy that we can nourish ourselves. Maybe I have an account in the bank with some money in it, but that's limited. If I want to spend it here, then I wonder, well, if I spend some money here, what am I going to do when I want to, you know, spend it somewhere else? So I constantly have to juggle the money back and forth. Based on my priority list, decide where I want to spend my money. The good news is we all have unlimited access to energy, to love, joy, peace, and compassion. And no matter how much we use it, divine will never ever run out of it. And it allows us to tap into a higher amount, more quantity, based on how we set our intention. So today in our meditation, we're going to also add a new technique that you will learn how easy it is to tap into that higher amount of energy. Because in divine, the highest level of energy that's provided to any individual is based on servanthood. When we are willing to serve ourselves as well as serving others, divine recognizes that as the highest level and allows us to tap into much more resource that we can ever imagine. So we are going to use that technique today. For folks who like to join us online and ask questions after our meditation, area code 347-202-0886. Again, the phone number is area code 347-202-0886 if you like to join us for this live program and after the meditation, ask some questions. So for now, let's start our meditation. Close your eyes. Be aware of your breath. Be aware that with every inhale and every exhale, you have the ability to breathe in love, joy, peace, and compassion as you are breathing in, nourishing your emotional body, your thought body, and your physical body. And with every exhale, as you breathe out, you can also release or transform any of those challenges. Slow down the breath. Calm down that breath. Enjoy the quality of each breath. Make it deeper. Let that love and compassion just gush through your body with every breath. Nourishing every organ, every cell within the organ. Now, as your eyes are closed, you're in your comfort zone. Just in your heart or loud, however you wish, repeat after me. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with divine intention. God, divine, collective consciousness, I am your child, living on earth, serving us. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now, as your eyes are closed, you tap into this beautiful, wonderful reservoir, unlimited reservoir of love, joy, peace, and compassion through your heart to nourish your physical organs, to nourish your emotional body. Just imagine someone who you had an argument with them, or someone who has done something who hurt you, is sitting in front of you. Bring that image, whether they hurt you financially, in a relation, physically, or emotionally, or mentally. Just pick one. Doesn't matter. You trust in your heart. You're trusting your unique connection through your heart with the divine. And you're going to heal yourself, that person, and that relationship, that situation. It doesn't matter if the subject was financial situation or relationship or work or anything else. Just pick one that first arising from your emotional body that requires healing right away. It's like the child who's crying the loudest. So as it arises, remember, this is practice time. We set our intention that we are going to hug it, hold it, love it, kiss it, squeeze it. Instead of denying it, instead of suppressing it, instead of riding it or spinning with it. Just trust your heart, trust your connection, and deep from your heart, ask for healing energy. Energy follows intention. For that person, as well as you, as well as that relation. Family, parent. Now slowly you can repeat this after me. God, divine, collective consciousness, whichever word resonates with you, request for healing energy for my limbic system, center of nervous system, cortex, temporal lobe, pleasure center, emotional body, liver, gallbladder, kidney, sternum for quality of blood, heart, 14 acupuncture meridian lines, for me, and the name of that other person. As you are doing that, as you're slowly inhaling and exhaling, just be aware that with every inhale, you're bringing that love, joy, peace, and compassion. And with every exhale, you're blowing it at that person. You're blowing it at that situation. And you are willing to try a new technique. To arise above that state of fear. To transform that relationship, that the quality of that connection you have with that person, regardless of whether you see them or not, it's really irrelevant. You're just willing to bring it into its healthy state. Now, as you are doing this, just listen carefully to the secret that I promised you. Divine loves us. And Divine recognizes servanthood. Serving others at the highest level of support. So if you feel overwhelmed with that situation, if you feel overwhelmed through this process of healing. This is what I'd like you to do. As you are working on that person, as you are asking for healing energy for self and them, and that relationship, that connection, just say, Divine, I also ask for healing energy for all plants on earth. Or, I also ask for healing energy for all animal kingdom on earth. Or, I also ask for healing energy for water mass and life in water mass. Whichever one of these three resonate with you the most. Remember, energy follows intention. You can ask for healing energy for yourself, for others, and whatever other living being who lives on earth, coexist with us on earth. We are here to serve, not to be served. So by asking for healing energy for any of them, either all plants or animal kingdom or water mass and life in water mass, two things happen. Divine recognize that you are willing to serve. So it provides the proper support to allow you to tap into much higher reservoir of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Because you no longer require a drop of this love and compassion, joy and peace, just for yourself. You're also willing to serve others. And as you do that, as you set your intention, as you are through every exhale, blowing energy, blowing love, joy, peace, and compassion to that situation, to that person, to that relation, to that financial struggle you're having, to counterbalance the pain points. You're opening your heart to ask for healing energy for other beings living on earth. So essentially you are setting up a three-point system of healing between you, others, which is that individual, that financial situation, either all plants or animal kingdom or water mass, a life in water mass, as being the second point, and divine as being the third point. Just try it. God requests for assistance and participation from Temple of Masters, Temple of Angels. The proper knowledge for every listener on this call or the archive version of knowing how to do it, which they are most comfortable with it. from Temple of Knowledge, sufficient amount of love and compassion, so they can do the best for themselves, for that situation, as well as other beings living on earth, from Tree of Life. We also request for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Metatron. Also asking for healing energy for the bottle of water that our listeners have with them, to energize them, to give love and gratitude, love and compassion, joy and peace to that bottle of water. May seem different. This may seem that it's something innovative, something new. But hey, how about if it works for you? How about divine, as you set your intention to heal yourself, to heal that relationship, whether it's financial relationship or other relationship, whether it's the pain is at the emotional level, mental level or physical level. It's all the same. The best method to heal it is through transforming that state into the healthy state. Remember, all we are doing here is taking a disease state of a relation, of something or someone who has done something to us that we feel real hurt by. And we want to transform it into its healthy state. As we get overwhelmed by this transformation process, we counterbalance it by asking for healing energy for some other being who lives on earth, like all plants, like animal kingdom, like water mass and life in water mass. As we do this, it works like a healthy process, that we have a neutral attitude toward it, and it will balance the situation that we are healing. We get higher support from the divine, because as we are trying to heal ourselves, as we are trying to heal that situation that occurred with an individual, as we feel that to be a painful process, we are still willing to serve others. It's like becoming a beacon of light, a flashlight that is being self-charged at a much higher rate, because divine allows us to tap into the reservoir to do global healing at a much higher scale, as we are also doing self-healing and healing a relationship with someone else or something else. Just try it. Trust yourself and trust the process, and set your intention that as you're hurting through the process of healing a painful thing, you're still willing to serve. And through that servanthood, through that service, a better support, a higher support will come. You will gain access to a higher support. Now you may continue this work and keep your eyes closed throughout the rest of our show. Or, if you like to practice it later, you can just slowly open your eyes, being thankful to yourself, to your unique connection with the Divine, and the time you took to participate in healing self, healing a relationship with someone else, and at the same time asking for healing energy for other wonderful beings, like plants, like animal kingdom, like water mass and life in water mass, who coexist with us on Mother Earth, on the angelic earth. We walk on it and enjoy walking on an angel. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the meditation technique. We always bring something new for you and a new twist, a new technique. And hope that as you wonderful listeners out there who we love you so dearly listen to us, one of these techniques will resonate with you the most. Remember what we talked about. For us, meditation is a state, and that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. And we can apply it daily and nightly, regardless of what we do. Again, if any of the listeners like to ask question, area code 347-202-0886. I see a hand is raised. I'm going to unmute. Area code 314. I didn't unmute. Oh, area code 314. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm better
That's so lovely.
Very, very, very sad and trying not to cry.
It's okay. For something to release, it needs to come to the surface. So it's okay to cry. Cry, you know, sometimes people feel that crying is something bad. It's absolutely nothing bad. It's just releasing. So what you want to do is see the goodness of it. And as you are releasing, just ask for divine to help you with the process of filling you up with love, joy, peace, and compassion. As you are released. And the other thing that suggests is that the technique we use today is quite a powerful technique, because sometimes what we may get overwhelmed with a way of thinking about the subject, the situation that has occurred for us, to us, and we are leaking extensively. And as we are leaking extensively, we kind of like a wheel that's stuck in a mud, and we keep on spinning. And to get out of that, we need to counterbalance it with something good. So if, let's say, you love a particular plant, or you love a particular animal, or a particular, river, lake, or something, whatever object may be, just ask for healing energy for that.
You mean like as a distraction?
It's a healthy distraction, yes.
Okay.
It counterbalances the leakage.
And when
it works like a...
I don't remember. I'm just now like going through an awakening. I'm a little over 4 weeks into this.
Okay.
And I forgot what leaking means.
You understand what I mean by leaking?
No, I don't.
Leaking basically means that if I repeat a thought or an emotion constantly in my head or in my emotional body in such a way that continuously exhausts me.
Mm-hmm.
That's leakage.
Okay.
It's no different than me saying, I ate some food and I have upset stomach, so I vomit all my food. We do the same thing emotionally to ourselves and also mentally to ourselves when an event occurs. Now, the event, occurrence of event, regardless of what the topic is like a triggering point that causes that drainage or that leakage.
And that you're exactly, that's exactly how I feel.
I realize that.
Yeah, and it's numerous, several different things. And I'm with what I'm going through, and I'm going to see a lady who's helping me a lot.
That's great.
I have felt so good. I've been on almost an emotional high, and I want to have these tools that I know that I have within myself when these things happen, like you said, like the triggers.
Yes, exactly. And you've come to the right place.
And I found you online through another program that she talks on, and I almost ran home, like I drove home. I knew you had a program because your voice calms me.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
I even did that before I went to pick up my kids tonight to prepare myself. Like I felt like I needed to put a shield on, but I feel like I've gone a little bit backwards. And I don't want to.
That's good. No, celebrate the fact that you feel some amount of setback. And I tell you why. Because when you have that setback, then you can sit there. It's like a school of hard knocks. Then you say, okay, do I want to be here or do I want to be where I used to be? And
that's
once you make up your mind, once you make that decision, you are determined.
Which is why I went online to make sure this was your program was on, and I didn't even care if it was a rerun. Your voice, I wanted to hear that. And I feel blessed and lucky and happy that I had this time alone to do this.
That's wonderful. And the other thing we will teach, we will encourage people to do as time goes by is to take this technique, our unique connection with divine, the opportunity that we flow in river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, and integrate it into our daily activity, regardless of what we are doing. Whether we are alone, or we are with someone else, or our beloved children who are sometimes so challenging, we can still practice it. But that takes, you know, some time to get there, and I realize that. Practice makes perfection. But rest assured that by you trusting your heart and trusting your unique connection with divine and asking for assistance from divine, it will help you to overcome your challenges. Some are deeper than others, I recognize that, but the tool we give you, it makes you feel helpful to do this self-help, to do this self-healing, instead of feeling helpless that you always have to go to someone else to do it.
Yeah, which is like, to hear your voice, I felt like I had to turn my computer on and hear, even if it was a rerun, to hear you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. It's really not my voice. It's the vibration of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I only speak of what I practice. And that's the only thing I speak about. There is no intellect involved here. The only conversation comes from the heart. So through this process, I will assure you that you would saturate yourself with so much love, so much compassion, so much joy and peace that it naturally emits outward to your surrounding. And
okay. The
good news is it's all for free.
I know, that's
it's even
better.
To divine. We all have it. And we don't need anyone for it.
Even better.
Yes, yes, yes. We have it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We just have to say, divine, I need your support. I'm overwhelmed here. Could you send me some of your, you know, wonderful beings of light, those ascended masters and archangels and big brothers and big sisters to help me? And as you're doing that, just be aware. You're asking for healing energy for other living beings on earth. It magnifies the...
Can I ask you a question? I'm trying to learn to meditate, and really the only time I have is listening to you, but I do want to go to classes here.
Okay.
When you say, you know, I want healing for myself, and I say, God, please help me heal, and the divine healing, and then for other people, is it okay if I don't mean it for the other people sometimes, but I want to say it because I want to mean it? Does that make sense?
Again, practice makes perfection. Continue that work, and eventually you would mean it more and more and more.
It's not that I wish bad, but I...
No, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes
it's
hard.
I realize sometimes it's hard, but your intention is good. And what divine recognizes your intention, not the word that comes out of your mouth, what your intention is. Because that emits like a vibration.
I am sorry to be interrupting here. We have 20 seconds to go to the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay, then let me greet Juan. And to all the wonderful listeners, we love you dearly. And please go to our website, healingpack.org, healingpack.org, and register your email.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And
wonderful evening, if you can still hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Just one second.
Thanks for joining us on Divine Healing Pack. If you'd like more information, go to healingpack.org. That's healing, PAQ.org.
Yeah, I'm still online. So do you have any additional question? Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there?